Well, thanks for joining us. And at the fourth general session of the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, members and guests witnessed the making of history. That's when the opening ceremonies were spoken in Spanish, a first language for an increasing demographic within the National FFA organization. And although many FFA members are native Spanish speakers, no national session has ever incorporated the language. FFA Today convention correspondent Carissa Larry spoke with three members present for the ceremony about what the gesture meant to them personally and what it means for diversity across the organization.
This is Carissa Larry reporting for FFA Today. I'm here with Isaac Valencia, reporter from California, for his first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Can you tell us about where you're from and what are your emotions at the start of this event?
So I'm from Galt, California, and my emotions for this event were just a lot of pride. I'm really glad that I got to be a part of this moment, and I think it's a really big moment for all of the Spanish speakers in the audience today.
Everyone has a story here at this FFA convention. Could you tell us a little bit about your story and how you started?
Of course. So I was born in Sacramento, California, and my parents got a little home in Galt. When I grew up, I have two older brothers. We didn't really have a direction. We're both first-generation Americans, and so our parents immigrated from Mexico. FFA in high school really gave me a direction as to what I wanted to do, and it helped me out so much in high school as well as in college that I just couldn't wait to give back. And so I'm actually an ag teacher today. And this was a moment that I could give back to an organization that has given me so much.
If you could tell us all, what is your favorite moment here in doing ag teaching?
I think my biggest or my favorite moment is just the amount of growth that you see from students from the moment you meet them to the moment they graduate high school. It's almost a transformation that really leads them and prepares them for life after high school, regardless of what that might be. I always say that in the FFA, we don't create good agriculturists, we create good people. And I think that this organization and this entire convention is just a testament to that statement, because we are in so many different areas and excelling in so many different industries that it's really, really cool to see the support we have today.
If you can give a word of advice to those who want to be in the FFA or are in the FFA and want to get to your position, what would you tell them?
I would say get involved. Ask questions to your ag teachers if your school doesn't have an ag program. Look around you and see if there's a nearby ag program, but just get involved. Take advantage of every opportunity you can, because it's through events like the National Convention and different conferences that you get to network and meet people. And I think with all of the leadership training and experiences that you have, you just grow as a person, and it just makes you more well-rounded for the future.
Isaac Valencia here from California. So now I'm here with Carla De La Cruz, State Treasurer for Wyoming, for the first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Could you tell us about what this means to you?
Oh, I think it's just bringing in those members who are just too scared to join because they're not seen as the average American farmer. Just bringing in those students and incorporating them, and if they want to do something, encourage them to the most in their abilities so they can do it.
Where did your FFA story start?
It's actually quite a funny story. The only reason I joined FFA was because of a boy, let's be honest. I was actually a band geek, and I just wanted to follow my dreams and to be a band person, but then my most important band teacher left, and then I joined agriculture, and then that's where I noticed that I absolutely loved the atmosphere, and I absolutely loved everybody that was there. It just strove with me. I've come from a farming background, but I know the absolute struggles that farmers go through, and I did not want that in my life. But then I saw how farmers can go on and be who they are and how successful that they can be because of the family that they grow.
And so what do you look forward to in the future here for the FFA?
Oh, I just hope that they keep continuing this diversity, bringing in so many other competitions. I know the state of Washington right now is doing a Spanish-speaking creed, and that'd be great to bring in that diversity, not just only in Hispanics, but in all ethnicities, so that they can really get the true blood of having this diversity in the national FFA organization.
Carla De La Cruz, state treasurer for Wyoming.
So now
I'm here with Miriam Alvarado, state reporter for California, at the first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Could you just tell us what this means to you?
For me, it actually means quite a lot. I, at first, was kind of freaking out, but I was able to speak to a few people, and they were all kind of just telling me how much it meant to them. And knowing that just like a small gesture like that meant a lot to them kind of like allowed this experience to just be very like fulfilling in a way. Like you look at the crowd and you're like, wow, like there's someone in here that's really taking this to heart. So it's definitely good feelings.
Just tell us a little bit about your story and how the FFA all started for you in your life.
Yeah, so I'm actually not the first one in my family to be in FFA. My older sister, Cynthia, is 5 years older than me. And I remember when I was about 9 years old, she had her first swine and lamb project. And I walk in there and I'm like, what in the world are those things and how can I get one? So it was really awesome. And I was actually able to start showing as an independent. By the time I got into FFA, like I already knew those people at my school farm. And they became like a family atmosphere for me. I'm more from like an urban area. So like without this program, I wouldn't have those opportunities. So it's really nice to just like know that this family aspect happened. From there, I love the person I started becoming throughout the program. I would definitely describe myself a little bit more as a like self-centered person when I was in middle school. The world kind of revolved around myself. But within those like freshman and sophomore years, like I was completely turned over. By the time I hit junior year and senior year, like I just didn't really care too much about what was going on in my life. I was more ready to like jump into the lives of others and just help and assist in any way I can, or literally just be friends with someone. Because initially, like, you learn so much from people. And I don't know, this entire organization for me has just been this experience of learning that I'm such a small part in this world, and the people around me are truthfully the people who are going to make a change, and we can make a change together.
And it seems to me that the FFA and your family is kind of a generational thing. So what advice would you give to those people following behind you and your family?
Yes, I'm actually the youngest, but I try to push all my cousins in. But the advice I give is literally just give it a shot. The great thing about this organization is that it literally, you might think it just fits the mold for a student, but it fits the molds of many. And whether you want to go in the agriculture industry or not, whether you're a public speaking kind of person or not, you have a chance to try that out. And these are different skills you're going to need when you go to colleges, or when you might go to a trade school, or maybe you're just going straight into the workforce. These skills will come in handy. So just knowing that the more chances you give yourself to kind of see what you'll like might even put you into a route of like maybe like an agricultural industry. Like for me, I thought I always wanted to be a vet growing up, came into this organization, now I'm going to be an ag teacher. So things that you never thought you would experience, you experience, and it allows you a chance to kind of choose for yourself.
This is Carissa Larry reporting for FFA Today.
Well, thanks again for Carissa and her reporting from the National Convention this year. And another fun fact, while a session conducted in Spanish may be new to the national stage, it isn't for Puerto Rico, where all FFA ceremonies are held in their native language.